Welcome back. In this training, we are going to take a deep dive on format, frequency, and the length of your podcast. Now, podcast formats are an easy way to organize your show's content. It's the delivery method that gives it its structure. So the right format will help keep your content organized and accessible to your listeners. Because without a strong format, your show will seem disjointed, a hot mess, even chaotic. And these are all things you do not want your listeners to be thinking about your podcast. Why? Because they're going to stop listening, and that's the last thing we want. Format creates consistency for your listeners. When you stick to a format, your listeners will know exactly what to expect when they open each new episode. So if your show features a serious solo monologue one week, a comedic panel the next, and a fictional narrative week after that, you're going to have difficulty holding on to your listeners. Now, a good format will help your listeners be able to describe your show to their friends as well. They will be able to say, it's two ladies drinking wine and talking about the good and the tough seasons of motherhood. Or maybe it's something like, it's a 6-episode arc about a missing woman from Iowa. Amazing. This word of mouth marketing is critical to the success of your show. So you want to make it easy for your listeners to promote for you. Most importantly, sticking to a single format will make your life much easier because it's much simpler to plan content ahead of time when you know how you'll shape it for each and every episode. So, for example, if you chose an interview format, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, you can schedule guests for weeks or months ahead of your actual recording day. Now, this is going to give you time to find the right people and to adequately prepare for the interview. If you chose a conversation style podcast that you're going to do with a co-host, you will learn how to riff off of one another to create an engaging experience with listeners over time. So ask yourself, what gives you energy? Do you love connecting with podcast guests, or do you feel your best going solo? Would you like to have a co-host to have that great conversational back and forth banter? Now, most of the common types of podcasts are solo, interview-based, a hybrid of those two, narrative or storytelling, or a panel. So if you're not sure what the right format for you is, no worries, friend. Go ahead and take our quiz at wildfirecreativecompany.com/podcast quiz. Now, I get a lot of questions about how long should it be and how often. Now, frequency is simply how often you plan to publish new episodes. Some podcasters schedule weekly episodes, while others publish new episodes bi-weekly or even monthly. A regular release schedule helps your audience know when they can expect new content from you and grow that connection with your podcast over time. And like many things in podcasting, you must do what works best for you and your schedule, as well as your bandwidth. I generally recommend publishing once a week to develop a connection with listeners and to create a habit of producing consistent content. Now, the most common published frequencies are going to either be weekly or every other week. Now, it's better to produce a great show with excellent content less frequently than to have a sloppy weekly show with lousy content, because the key word here, friends, is consistency. Now, let's talk a little bit about the length of your podcast, because this is one of the other common questions that I get. Make your episodes as long as they need to be and no longer. I would rather have a much shorter podcast with great content than a 45-minute show with a bunch of fluff and BS in it. Some podcasts are even less than 5 minutes long, and others can be over an hour. Now, generally, I recommend you want to keep your podcast between 20 to 40 minutes to start with. See kind of how it feels. Because once you're publishing episodes, you can see what your audience wants based on their listening habits, your podcast stats, and asking them directly. Now, in the next training, we're going to dive into choosing music and sound design, which is one of my favorite parts of launching a podcast.